This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another 50 tornadoes registered on Memorial Day in the nation's midsection, and perhaps the biggest touchdown in Dayton, Ohio, where there are no reports of death or serious injury, but there's been a great deal of damage. Nan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton.
We do know that the damage was significant and that many citizens and folks are still without basic services.
Tornado threats continuing through this week, today from Kansas City into western Illinois and also Pennsylvania and again Ohio. President Trump on his way home after a four-day state visit to Japan, where he publicly disagreed with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on North Korea's missile testing. The president saying it hasn't personally bothered him. Shinzo Abe said he found those same tests to be of great regret. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter says when he served in the Marine Corps, he took photographs of dead bodies. Hunter making the remark while defending Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher over the weekend. Gallagher accused of war crimes, including taking pictures with dead combatants and shooting unarmed civilians. As we told you, the president is on his way back home after his state visit to Japan. He did make a Memorial Day stop before his departure, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States.
Together, you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti will be making multiple appearances in federal court in Manhattan today. His first court appearance over accusations he tried to extort $25 million from Nike by threatening to go public with embarrassing information about the company. He will then go before a different judge for allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his former client Stormy Daniels. He plans to plead not guilty in both cases. The latest edition of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has a report on the dangers of flavored e-cigarettes, and John Clemens has more on the story.
Researchers report flavored e-liquids used in vapes can cause harm to blood vessels that can perhaps lead to cardiovascular diseases. A number of flavors were tested, with cinnamon being the most potent, followed closely by menthol. Electronic cigarettes have experienced a tremendous growth in recent years, due to the number of people trying to switch off of tobacco. The article is entitled, "The Adverse Vascular Effects of E-Cigarettes, Smoke Without the Fire." I'm John Clemens.
Bill Buckner, the former Major League Baseball player, is dead at the age of 69. His family says he was battling severe dementia. He had been chosen by the Dodgers in the second round of the 1968 draft and went on to play 22 seasons in the majors, also playing for the Cubs, Red Sox, Angels, and Royals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you think, well, this is what we're paying for. You know, this kind of government and waste of time after $65 million plus and counting dollars of our money to investigate this president. You know, the Democrats are convinced. Jerry Nadler and company et al., they're convinced there's a pony underneath all that pile of manure. And look at, they keep spending our money. I guess maybe if it was their money, it might be a different story. Hey, Dan Perkins joins us right now, author and policy expert, Middle East expert as well. He joins us. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. Thank you. And yourself, did you have a good weekend?
Hey, it was wonderful, and it was a real special time, Dan. And I know for you and the involvement with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Memorial Weekend and Memorial Day is such a special day, a hallowed day. I wrote a commentary about this that, it is, it's still hard for me, and you and I have talked about this before, is the general, salutation in America's Happy Memorial Day. And I always hesitate to say that because I want to remember Memorial. I want to honor Memorial Day. Happy not so much for, you know, the Gold Star families not just on Memorial Day, but throughout every day of the year, their loved one who believed enough in this country put their life on the line for us. And, you know, this is, a very hallowed day for America.
I agree. I watched the concert from the mall on PBS, yeah. And it was the presentation of Sam Elliott, of that one-man story was just, they all were terrific, but I particularly liked Sam Elliott as an actor,
right.
And I just thought he did a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're right. A lot of us don't understand that this celebration of the contribution that soldiers made goes back to the Civil War.
Right.
It was actually established by Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the irony, though, Bill, is that in the history of our country, every time we have asked as a nation to sacrifice our young men and women, when the conflict is over, they have to fight again to get the benefits that they were entitled to.
Right.
Every time, from the Revolutionary War forward, the soldiers have had to fight to get what they were promised they were going to get from the government and from the people. And we never learned. I mean, all the way through history, it's been the same way. And here we are dealing with veterans and with post-traumatic stress disorder and sleep deprivation and suicide, which is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why we ask them to go, and then when they do what we ask them to do, why we make it so difficult for them to get what they deserve.
Right. Well, the problem is, Dan, is the people that are sending them are not going. It's easy from their perch to just, okay, we'll take care of it. We've got a system, you know, and not even hold the system accountable. And look what happened, you know, in the previous administration. People were outraged over it, and they mm-hmm. held the administration's feet to the fire. But it's still, you know, we still have a ways to go, as you say. I mean, this should be an absolute no-brainer. But, you know, people are just are so disconnected. And I think part of the reason is people, you know, we may see video of war, but unless you are in the boots of those soldiers and there with them, what they've gone through. You know, we see the video of D-Day and the landings there in Normandy and seeing bodies, you know, shot up. I mean, that's one thing to look at it. But to be there, to have the fear of God, you know, running through you, am I going to survive as the person, as one World War II combatant said, you know, here he is, people around him getting cut down, and he survives. He doesn't know why he survives, but he survives, and these guys, you know, they're cut in two by machine gun fire. You know, and we don't relate to that. We, you know, and it's only been recently that we're able to talk about PTSD, Dan. You know, big boys don't cry. You know, you're not, you got to suck it up. You know, what do you do? But meanwhile, we had you know, people coming back from war, you know, turning to alcohol, escaping from their reality because of the pain that they carried, the things that they participated, the things that they experienced in war. I mean, we put our young people at a grave risk beyond their lives when they come back. You know, what's the effect of being under that kind of pressure? And, you know, now there's studies, there are research studies saying, look at the reason, you know, PTSD is such a big factor is because they are under such incredible stress for an incredible amount of time. I mean, it's not like, you know, most of us, we might be under stress for like maybe 60 seconds or something, a very minor time. But when you're in there day in and day out and you're on a tour of duty, you know, 9-13 months, sometimes even longer, some of these guys going back 4 or 5 times and you're under that kind of stress, I mean, that's going to do some serious damage to your head.
I agree with you. And I think I always tell people, that if you really want to, if you don't understand what's going on with post-traumatic stress disorder, go see the movie American Sniper. You will see it unfold right in front of your eyes.
Right.
I also tell people that only short of my wife, the closest people that I still think about today, many, many decades later, were the men that I, young boys, not men at the time, we were right out of high school.
Right.
The boys that I went through basic training in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Right.
And you lived together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I was there when there was an upper respiratory infection, so we couldn't even mix with the other platoons in the company. We had to train separately, eat separately.
See, we had an outbreak of spinal meningitis at Camp Pendleton when I was in training, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead.
And so you're literally sequestered with these 40 men that you started. You didn't know any of them when you walked in the door, and you truly do become a band of brothers. And
yes.
And I think that part of the exercise of doing that is understanding the importance of preserving our country.
Right.
And I look at it, and I look at my family. My two brothers-in-laws and two of my cousins and I, out of a rather large extended family, are the only ones that went into the military.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about having the least number of soldiers in our military today than we've had in many, many decades. We're losing, not that we need war, but because the training that you go through when you're in basic training or advanced training teaches you a certain kinds of disciplines that are,
without a doubt,
I've used for the rest of my life.
What we need is service. And and it's such a blessing to have served this country, Dan. I know you feel the same way. And it was an absolute honor. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. You know, if I got called away from the microphone and had, I would be there. And I know you would do as well. We just wouldn't be able to move as fast. But that's okay. You know, we'll figure out a way to make it work. But, yes, a rather hallowed day for America, Memorial Day, that started out as Decoration Day, and now because of, you know, what happened in 1971, it's now a national holiday and a day of remembrance for all of America. I'm Bill Martinez, more from Dan Perkins.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Dan Perkins continues with us. Dan, give us an update. We know that last Sunday on the 19th, Songs and Stories for Soldiers had their Veterans Memorial Golf Tournament. How'd it go?
It was fabulous. The tournament was specifically designed to help us raise money to buy MP3 players for the 7 Florida Department of Veterans Affairs nursing homes for veterans who are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. So there are 7 facilities in the state dealing with those 2 particular issues, and that's all they do. There are over 1,000 veterans in those facilities. We needed to raise $10,000 to give 1,000 players. It was the largest single project we've ever undertaken, and we raised $11,000. We had 44 golfers. We had 40 signed sponsors like you and sponsoring your dad. And everybody had a great time. Nobody got the hole in one, but everybody had fun trying to get there.
Yes.
And so, you know, it shows that even at the end of season, before our major holiday weekend, with everybody already headed back north, we got 44 golfers.
Wow.
To come out and play. And we're thinking about doing it again next year. And we're thinking of around Veterans Day might be an ideal time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
excellent.
And I thank you for your support in naming a hole after your father.
Yeah, yeah, always World War II vet. And this weekend is 15 years that he's been gone. And
wow.
We miss him dearly, and so a great man, an incredible legacy. We lost our mom last year, and it was just so sweet. And my brother went to where they are buried in Camarillo, California, and made sure, and they do a spectacular celebration for Memorial Day and vets and honoring them and the way, you know, red, white, and blue all over the place. And my brother added to the festivities and even had a picture of my oldest brother, number one brother that we lost, last year at this time. And, and he had a large picture of him there with, mom and dad. So, it was a real special time. But yes, in his name, his spirit, his legacy, we honor, vets and, we're proud sponsors and, contributors to, Songs and Stories for Soldiers. And Dan, real quick, if people want to donate and participate, let's direct them so they can be a part of the solution here and, join us in serving our vets that are so deserving of our honor and resources to help them get through some very difficult times right now.
Yeah. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. There's a big donate sign on the front. You can go there, and it costs $10 to deliver an MP3 player to a soldier. So when you dedicated that one to your father, you paid for 10 players to go.
Right.
And we don't know how many lives we're going to save, but we do know that we did a pilot a year ago in one of their facilities, and the soldiers and the nursing staff absolutely loved the players, used them to death, and we were excited about the fact that they wanted us to work with them to do all 7 facilities. And they're building 2 more because the demand is so high. So always a pleasure to have you with me on this journey. And
honor, Dan, let me tell you. Hey Dan, let's... excuse me, move on to this next topic here I want to talk about. The country is dealing with a lot of misinformation, this era of in spirit of fake news that abounds, information that has been sealed that is now starting to come out. I have said time and again that President Trump has been quite an exposing agent, but it's also opening up and exposing other things within, within our lifetime that has kind of been blocked, whether it had to do with JFK. Now there's, some more evidence coming out about Martin Luther King Jr. And I think it's an interesting time and question of why now?
Well, that's a great question. I have been thinking about that myself. And, we look at the stories that have come out for years of the antics of JFK while he was president, and Lyndon Johnson, and on and on and on, and it was never come out. It never came out, and it never came out primarily. And now we know about from FBI files that were released on the activities of Martin Luther King, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, what happened was we had We had a media, even going back to Roosevelt. The media never really talked about Roosevelt's polio.
Mm-hmm.
Was not an issue that the president wanted to talk about, and the news media respected that. They didn't talk about what was going on with him or his relationship with a woman for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't report those things, and when we started down this journey of attacking a candidate for president, Donald Trump. And then the government continued to attack him after he was elected, before he was inaugurated. And then the activities that the, quote, the deep state was taking against him after he was elected, I think the media became culprits, mm-hmm. along with the bad guys, and didn't realize, at least initially, that they were being duped by the bad guys. But then as they got involved in it, I think they became complicit and were equal partners. And so that the idea of, do we respect people's reputation? Do we need to know all the dirty laundry about everybody? So you've got a media that tends to is divided into two camps. Those who have their political beliefs and the others who have their political beliefs. And they're using news or what is called news or fake news to try and attack the other. So the release of the FBI files on the relationships purportedly that Martin Luther King had with 40 women and possibly fathered some children, mm-hmm. outside of his marriage. What was interesting, it came out, but it was on Drudge, not much anywhere else.
Yeah.
I wonder because I've written about this, I wonder 10, 15, 20 years from now, what will we learn about Barack Obama that we don't know today?
I've maintained there's much to be learned, and we wouldn't find out until after he's out of office. And, of course,
right.
we see some of the political stuff that's going on and the tentacles, how it goes to the Oval Office. So there are some indications, but, you know, can we handle the truth? But what concerns me about Martin Luther, especially J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, was that privacy was not respected. And to surveil a private citizen like this to this degree and to release this kind of information, I think it's a violation of, you know, privacy rights, is it not? Or are we going to have that debate?
No, I think you're absolutely, you're right. It is a matter of privacy. And when whatever that person does in their life that is turned into a weapon, and when we have some people in government who decide because of their elite status, non-elected officials, which is what we had here with Donald Trump, mm-hmm. non-elected officials trying to decide what was going to happen regardless of what the American people wanted. And when you start doing that, then you use all of the dirt you can find to try and discredit and to get rid of them. That's where we went too far. And I know that sounds kind of a cliche to say, but we did. We went too far.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the media didn't have a responsibility, nor did the people in government have a responsibility. And I think it's important that we have to go back and say, wait a minute, what is it we need to know?
Exactly.
And,
Dan, let's face it, we're all humanoids. I mean, you can take anything out of any of our lives and put it up on the big screen and make an issue out of it. And things
right.
that we regret. Nobody's claiming to be a saint here. But
no.
to go in behind closed doors, I mean, it wasn't like whatever Martin Luther did that he did wide open in front of God and everybody. These are behind closed doors. These are private, citizen actions. But anyway, we'll continue the conversation at another time. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself
yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another 50 tornadoes registered on Memorial Day in the nation's midsection, and perhaps the biggest touchdown in Dayton, Ohio, where there are no reports of death or serious injury, but there's been a great deal of damage. Nan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton.
We do know that the damage was significant and that many citizens and folks are still without basic services.
Tornado threats continuing through this week, today from Kansas City into western Illinois and also Pennsylvania and again Ohio. President Trump on his way home after a four-day state visit to Japan, where he publicly disagreed with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on North Korea's missile testing. The president saying it hasn't personally bothered him. Shinzo Abe said he found those same tests to be of great regret. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we got Bobby Burke stepping up in just a few minutes. He's live in New York. But first of all, a little background here. According to the CDC, approximately 40% of Americans report they don't get adequate sleep. Not because they don't want to, but because they don't know how to get it. If there's anything that almost everyone equally values, it's a good night's sleep. Not only does a good quality sleep make us feel rejuvenated and refreshed, the following day, it also improves our overall mental and physical well-being. Not surprisingly, the perfect sleep begins in the bedroom, from lighting and bedding to textiles and daily patterns. As I mentioned, Bobby Burke, a nationally recognized interior designer, provides his top tips that'll get us sleeping and feeling better. Bobby, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. You know, I was reading a survey here recently. It said that if Americans had one more hour a day, you know what they'd do with that extra hour?
What? Sleep?
Sleep. Sleep, exactly. Number one answer, sleep. So let's
not surprise me at all.
Yeah, exactly. So why is sleep so important for our overall well-being?
You know, the thing is, Bill, people, when they get home at night, what's the first thing you do? You plug in your phone because you know your phone needs a really good charge to be able to get through the day the next day. But you really don't think about how you need a full charge to get through the day. And the place where you get that is your bed. You know, magazines and shows ask me all the time, they're like, if you have one thing you can really splurge on in your home, what should you splurge on? And my number one answer is always your bed and your sheets, because that's really the charger of your body. And when you get a good night's sleep, you have a much better day.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, think about it. We spend a third of our day in bed.
Third of our lives.
You know, really, a third of our lives, third of our day, exactly. So it is significant.
You know, and your mattress has a big effect on on that. You know, I have the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, and the thing that I love about it is, you know, all the, you know, people have smart watches all the time now, you know, it monitors your heart rate and your breath rate and tells you everything to, like, better your life. That's what's amazing about this smart bed, and I never thought I'd say a smart bed, but it really is. It monitors your breath rate. It monitors your heart rate. So it knows when you're really good in getting that good night's sleep, and it actually gives you a score, your Sleep Number IQ score, and it tells you the next day how you've slept. And there's a great little thing that you can try called the Sleep Number 30 Challenge at Sleep Number mysleep30.com/challenge, and it will tell you ways that you can help your sleep, not just at night, but how the things that you do during the day affect the way you sleep. And it can kind of help you get a better score at night when you're sleeping.
Wow, that's incredible. I love technology, don't you?
Me too.
Yeah. So it has this ability to give you all this information and even evaluate your day. How does it do that?
So it monitors your breath rate and your heart rate. So it knows when you're getting the best amount of sleep. One of the things that I love about my bed is actually it monitors the position I'm in as well.
Really?
So I usually start out sleeping on my side, and then I end up rolling over on my back at some point in the night. And it knows that, and it adjusts the firmness or the softness of the bed to give me the support I need in the right places when I move around at night. So that way I don't wake up with a stiff back, I don't wake up on a stiff neck because I've slept in a weird position. One of my favorite little buttons on the Sleep IQ app is the snore button. So when your partner is snoring, you hit that button and it slightly raises the top of the bed to make them stop snoring, I know millions and millions of people would love that. It just gives you so much great information that you can use to really make sure that you're getting a full night's sleep.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of snoring, I think people want to either claim that they don't snore or that it's not prevalent. But the fact of the matter is that we all pretty much snore. I mean, sometimes we can get in those awkward positions and probably more people than not realize or don't realize that they actually snore. So what about the Sleep 30 Challenge? What's that about?
So the Sleep 30 Challenge, the MySleep30Challenge.com, MySleep30.com/challenge. It goes in there and it provides answers and suggestions again on about how the things you do during the day can affect your sleep, from high stress environments to drinking coffee a little too late. So, you know, things that people don't think about, you know, when you dim your lights in the evening, it gets your body ready for sleep. Your body starts producing melatonin when the lights go down. So if you sit in your home with the lights bright and up until it's time to go to bed, your body doesn't know it's time to go to bed.
Exactly.
You need to start conditioning it during the day in order for you to have a good sleep at night.
You know, speaking of which, my daughter taught me about this tip about my cell phone. She goes, "Dad, do you do the nighttime lighting on your cell phone, right?" Great idea, and it's built in. I said, you know, as a matter of fact, I did use it only because somebody had kind of set that up in my phone, but I didn't even realize that was what it was for.
Yeah, so blue light, it keeps you awake. So I have mine set at about 9:45 p.m. It automatically turns it to the more like kind of brown amber screen because, again, light has a huge effect on your body realizing it's time to go to sleep. So if you've got that bright blue light in your face, your body doesn't think it's time to go to sleep. So by the time you get to bed, you have to take more time to fall asleep than you would normally if you had just started adjusting your light earlier.
Well, Bobby, we're going to tap into a little bit of your designing expertise here, if you don't mind. How about some top tips for designing a bedroom that promotes a better night's sleep?
So your bedroom should really be all about sleep, and it should be tidy. You know, when I get home at night and I've got all the suitcases still laying around from all the travel I have to do and crap stacked up on my nightstand, I feel anxiety and I feel stress, and that then makes me fall asleep. It takes longer for me to fall asleep. And then also when you wake up in the morning and you see that same chaos around, you start your day out feeling defeated. And it has a huge effect on your mental health. So my suggestions to you are, decorate your room in a way that you've got a lot of good clothes storage, so you don't have a lot of clutter out. And also, I know your mama always told you to make your bed, but your mama was right.
Yes, exactly.
You make your bed. Yeah, you start your day out with no chaos. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to bed at night and your bed is nice and clean, you're not thinking about, oh, my bed is a mess, I need to straighten it before I can get in bed. Your bed's already nice and zen, which is what should be. You should get in your bed, you should feel zen, and you should fall asleep. So nice, streamlined, tidy bedroom has a huge effect on your mental health and the way you sleep.
Now, you sound like that one admiral that gave that commencement speech several years back. Millions of views on his YouTube went viral, and that's what he told the graduating class. He says, number one deal every day, make your bed. Make your bed.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's very true. Our mamas were right.
Yeah, once again.
Don't tell them we said that.
Yeah, really. Oh, God bless our mamas. Hey, how does our environment affect our sleep? I think you touched a little bit on that, but you know, we've got about a minute left, so let's unfold that just a little bit.
You know, on Queer Eye, countless times we have heroes who say they suffer with depression. They say they suffer with not getting a good night's sleep. And I'll get to their houses and I look around and their bedrooms are a disaster. Their closets are a disaster. Their beds are a disaster. And they just don't understand about why that's causing anxiety and depression. And I always say, you know, when you go to sleep in a nice, tidy, clean area, again, all you're thinking about is sleep. When you wake up in a dirty, cluttered, messy room, the first thought you have is the thought of defeat.
Yeah.
There's one more thing that I failed at the day before that I didn't do that I now need to do again today. So if you wake up in a nice, clean, tidy room, your first thought is not the thought of defeat. Your first thought is, it's a beautiful day.
Exactly.
And you can use, who was it? Steve Jobs always said, your brain can only make about 75 decisions a day. Don't take away some of those decisions that you can make already while laying in bed because you're thinking about the fact that you need to start cleaning that room before you've even gotten out of bed.
Well,
so your bedroom environment has a huge effect on your mental health.
Excellent parting idea. Bobby Burke, nationally recognized interior designer, best-selling author, member of the Fab Five in Netflix's Emmy Award-winning remake of Queer Eye. Bobby, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
MySleep30.com/challenge.
Just like that, gave you the last word, buddy. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Take care.
This report is brought to you by Aspen Dental. Nearly 150 million Americans didn't go to the dentist last year. Barriers like cost and lack of insurance can often prevent regular dental visits. This is especially challenging for many U.S. military veterans who are not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration unless they are 100% disabled, have a service-related mouth injury, or were a prisoner of war. Aspen Dental is working to close the gap for those veterans who have not previously been able to access dental care through its Healthy Mouth Movement. Dr. Anita Imadomani, Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving.
Since launching in 2014, the Healthy Mouth Movement has served over 22,000 veterans across the U.S. We're so proud to serve the men and women who have served our country.
On Saturday, June 8, 2019, more than 450 Aspen Dental offices will open their doors to provide free dental care to thousands of veterans. Veterans can call 1-844-277-3646 to find a participating office.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. 0123. That's 800-368-0123.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the managing editor of the stream, Al Parada, joins us, formerly the VP creative director for All Comedy Radio. He probably wonders, in light of the political environment being what it is, I mean, there's lots of rich, you might say comedy fodder in light of what's going on. Because if you can't laugh about what's happening politically, you're going to be at each neighbor's, your neighbor's necks. This is what's been going on. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. That's all you can do is laugh about it. Otherwise, you take it too seriously, then you sound like all the other talking heads on the TV. Al, how you doing, buddy? Good to have you with us.
Hey, how you doing? To your point, I just got to say that I guarantee you, whatever you're seeing from the late night hosts, the writers are on their knees every day thanking God that Donald Trump's president of the United States. Their worst nightmare is Mike Pence becoming president, or any of the people who are running in the Democratic Party, because he makes their job so easy. If you're a comedy writer, this is better than even Clinton during all his madness. Well, I mean, it's gold. It's like you don't work. You do not have to work. You wake up in the morning, you figure out what Donald Trump did, and you just respond to it. Your day's done in an hour. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, they love this guy. They might hate him, but they love this guy.
Exactly. I mean, he's been a ratings juggernaut from day one. I mean, you know, so Rachel Maddow, you know, she may be building remodeling part of her home just on all the extra money she made from Donald Trump.
Oh my gosh, yes, and that's what we have to remember sometimes when we're dealing with to be a little more serious, is that. That this part of the reason you're seeing a lot of in the media of the antagonism towards Trump is the theatrical element of it that it helps with the ratings, because he's a ratings booster, and without Trump, you know, what are they talking about all day? You know,
exactly. So, Al, what does that say, though, about the psychology of the American people? I mean, were we just so pent up and frustrated that we needed a release valve, and maybe Donald Trump has been a little bit of that release valve for us? I mean, you know, because everything about Donald Trump, whether it has to do with exposure, you know, I mean, he's brought the light, the disinfecting light. I'm not sure if it's totally disinfected, but it's working its way through the process of revealing what's been going on in our government, but also just in terms of you know, anything that has to do with revelation, it seems like Donald Trump's the catalyst for it all.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. As somebody who, like I said, I used to write comedy, and Donald Trump, you know, was always the tabloid guy.
Yes,
he's always there. It's always about that. And now the idea that he's the one bringing like a disinfectant in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
and not only exposing the deep state and the corruption within the media and the et cetera, but also just drawing out the actual truth of their positions, because
right.
when he says something, he's exposing what these folks really believe.
Well, political correctness kind of tied everybody's hand, and Donald Trump says the heck with political correctness, and people are just letting it fly, but it's on both sides, and you want to sit there and go, okay, all right, we've gone through this therapeutic exercise, we've all, you know, found ourselves in the fetal position, and we screamed our heads off, now let's go around and let's kind of put it all together, and let's be decent and civil. How about that?
Yeah, civility would be nice. I suspect that whoever's the president after Trump will be somebody who's very mellow.
Because, again,
it was like, you go back to like the 2000 election. You just spent 8 years with the Clinton's plural
right.
fiasco, just the chaos. It was just every day it was a scandal. Every day was something up.
And right.
At the end, 2000, you're just tired. You know, you're just tired of it. So who are the nominees? Al Gore, probably the most boring person on the planet,
right.
and George Bush, who's temperamentally rather low key.
Right.
And America's just like, good. We just want quiet. That's why it's a tie. We don't care which of you guys are in there. Just quiet.
Yes,
quiet.
Right.
That's what it was in 2000. But.
Without a doubt. Well, speaking of exposing, you know, what is coming out now, slowly but surely, after $65 million of the people's money, we're realizing that there's more to this declassification with Stephanie Powers than has met the eye. I mean, there's just so much of this stuff to unravel that I don't know how Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff with a straight face can tell the people that, hey, we need to continue to chase this, the windmill theatrics of Donald Trump, as opposed to really getting down to the source of the problem here. But, man, I'm telling you, I think there's some definite gold here in terms of revelation coming, you know, tied into the unmasking that Samantha Powers did. I mean, we knew it then, Al, that it was extreme. But we just didn't know what the purpose was. But I think we're starting to, you know, the light of day is coming on, on this whole secrecy issue and this cabal, that we're starting to connect some dots here. What do you think?
Yes, one of the things, you know, there are a lot of people who don't kind of because they hate Trump so much, they don't want to believe that all this stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking for is, what is that thing that is the, oh my, the oh bleep, this really was real. And one mm-hmm. of the things is going to be, I believe, is finding out that those spying and unmasking that didn't have anything to do with Trump per se. And that's what I believe what they're hinting at with the Samantha Powers unmasking. It mm-hmm. had to do with Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It didn't have to do with Trump. It had to do with, you know efforts to, you know, the settlements on the West Bank, the UN, and all these other things. And also, if Trump is sort of out of the equation of what they're doing,
right.
you know, hey, that I think will be an eye-opener. But, mm-hmm. but in terms of all these revelations, getting to just the idea of how did this happen? How did we get to this Russian collusion investigation? And it's an amazing listen, like the Nadler and Schiff, who somehow think that exposing how the Russian investigation began is somehow obstructing and covering up the Russian investigation. It is a Mad Hatter approach to the world.
Exactly.
You know, let's get it all out there, all of it out on the table. What happened? How did it happen? Then let us figure out whether there were crimes committed,
mm-hmm.
whether there was. They had legitimate reason to do it, which I do not think so, and that's what the evidence is showing. That's what I believe more of this evidence will show, is just how ridiculous this was and how politically motivated it was.
Right.
But,
well, the thing is, it's driving people nuts, Al, is you talk about collusion, and you see what Hillary did and how she colluded with, a British spy with Oppo Research, and then colluded with the FBI operatives, the intelligence community, you know, between Clapper and Brennan and Comey, the holy trinity there of delusion. My goodness, I mean, this is made for TV, I'm telling you.
I mean, it's amazing when you sit there and go, like, the Ukraine, you know, their government is screaming, we helped her. We wanted to help her. We did help her. The Obama administration asked us for help to go back into Manafort's case.
Right.
Expose it. You know, they're saying all this stuff. And that's, if I remember right, I mean, I was usually bad at geography in school, but I think the Ukraine's a foreign country.
Right.
You weren't that bad.
So the idea of you don't like foreign countries messing with our elections, here's one who's screaming from the rooftops that they helped a candidate.
Right.
and there's nothing happening to it. Nobody, that's not a big deal. But Russia not doing it is still a big deal.
Well, the thing is about the truth, Al, is the truth always finds its way out, and you know when you get the truth. You know, it settles in your brain and in your heart, your spirit. You say, okay, I got the truth. I mean, it's like your kid. You know, he's got crumbs all over his face, and you say, hey, did you get in the cookies? No, I didn't get in the cookies. Well, you know, but you see the crumbs in his face. And then you look in his hands. There's crumbs in his hands. Do you sure you didn't get the? No, I'm sure I didn't get it. I mean, it just doesn't settle with you because you know your kid's lying to you. And it's the same thing with these politicians. You know they're lying to you, that it's not settling, and meanwhile they're taking you down some road that, you know, Nadler and Schiff want us all to go on, as if we, you know, we're tired of that road that goes to nowhere. You know, 2.5 years and all that money, what did it get us?
Well, that was always the thing. Tell me the story of the Trump-Russia collusion.
Right.
What is it that happened? Tell me the story. Let's see the facts that start adding to that story. Nobody could tell you the story.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're saying, hey, these people, the FBI and DOJ, lined up to sabotage Trump. That's a story. Now, and the evidence starts coming out, and it all fits that story. It all builds, and it builds and builds. The collusion story never made sense because they couldn't tell you the basic story. That, A, this happened, which led to this happening, which led to this.
Right.
It was always.
But I think you're touching on something here, Al, that people aren't talking about, and that is Barack Obama's animus toward Israel. That was clear.
Yeah.
I mean, it was thick. And I mean, you'd have to be blind not to notice it. And there's something there. There's some tie-in. There's some thread. With Israel and Barack Obama and all this, do you think?
Well, again, you're seeing a thread. You're seeing a common denominator that's like it didn't make sense. George Papadopoulos.
Yes,
they were one of the things they're going after him for had to do with work they said he was doing for Israel.
Right.
Okay. So again, you're seeing threads, but then you're seeing the unmasking thing, mm-hmm. which, again, Samantha Powers had to do with Israel. You're also seeing the spying that was done on, I guess it was Senate Intel Committee, whoever it was, a couple years before.
Mm-hmm.
They were Dennis Kucinich during the Iran nuclear deal spying. So there you're seeing, again, none of that has anything to do with Mr. Donald Trump. But we're starting to see that might have been one of the common threads in the beginning. So, like
well,
I said, that's...
And how do we get to the bottom of it? I got to tell you, I started to write out, Al, a list of, you know, names and words that you need to be aware of that we have been exposed to in the last 2.5 years. And, I mean, it's an endless list to follow it, because for people that are trying to understand what is going on after, what, $65 million and counting of investigating, I mean, you know, every day there's new names popping up here, you know, and it's quite a puzzle piece, as you say. So we'll continue to report and stay on top of it. And again, we appreciate you keeping the light on it. Al Prada, managing editor of The Stream. Thank you, Al. Take care. Have a great day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.